Hi, this is Paula Morrell, and welcome to the Tales from the South podcast.
Everything that a country boy would need. Well, look here, boy, she's staring back at me.
How's everybody doing tonight? So how about tonight's music by the Salty Dogs? Y'all like the Salty Dogs? From Little Rock, Arkansas, the Salty Dogs' feel-good country music has been hailed by critics and fans alike and has been featured on TLC's Trading Spaces as well as HBO's Rectify. They have CDs for sale after the show, and more can be heard at thesaltydogs.net. All right, well, welcome to Starving Artist Cafe in the Argenta Arts District of North Little Rock, Arkansas, and to a very special edition of Tales from the South, our annual Delta Music Show, where well-known Southerners bring their own true musical stories to life. Tales from the South is presented by the Argenta Arts Foundation and Temenos Publishing Company, and tonight's show is sponsored by William F. Lehman Public Library, all right here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Paula Martin Morrell. On my left here, playing his electric for our Delta Music Show tonight, is blues guitarist Mark Simpson. Mark can be heard on blues legend John Weston's CDs, Blues at Daybreak and Got to Deal with the Blues. Mark wrote our theme music and plays for us live each week. And how about our set back here? Y'all like our set? Each week we feature an artist, and tonight our featured artist is Little Rock painter Doug Norton with this piece right over here entitled Tire Swing, which is for sale. Our listeners can find out more about this piece and Doug at our website, talesfromthesouth.com. All right, are y'all ready for some Southern style musical storytelling? Originally from Clarksdale, Mississippi, two-time Grammy Award winner Blind Mississippi Morris has been called a new disciple of the Delta, the very embodiment of the Delta bluesman, and was rated one of the 10 best harmonica players in the world by Blues Harp magazine. Blind since the age of four, Morris comes from a talented lineage, including his cousins Robert and Mary Diggs of the famed Memphis Shakes, his aunt, Mary Tanner of the Harps of Melody, and his cousin, the late, great Willie Dixon. Morris has performed with musicians such as B.B. King, Rufus Thomas, Muddy Waters, and David Porter, among others. And his band, the Pocket Rockets, is a mixture of some of the best performers and songwriters in the blues world today. When he's not traveling the world playing blues festivals, Morris is often found performing on stage at B.B. King's on Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee, where he lives. 2014 marks the 50th anniversary of Morris playing professionally. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me in welcoming Blind Mississippi Morris.
And man, all these wonderful musicians decided to stay and play with me. That's a wonderful thing. They was awesome tonight, I tell you. Yeah. We're going to stroll through the blues, you know. We're going to talk about harmonicas, huh? See, well, you know, Rice Miller from over here on the west side of Arkansas, you know, he taught the Wolf how to play the harmonica. Did you know that? Howlin' Wolf, yeah. And Howlin' Wolf, Sister Mary used to take me over there, you know, and why they be dating and everything, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, when you're little, you don't understand all that, you know. you know, but you heard some good music in the end, you know. So I'm gonna play one for Mr. Miller and the Wolf and this thing called Help Me, you know. Nowadays, you know, it used to be the time when, you know, one of y'all could stay at home. You're either the husband or the wife, somebody got to work, you know. But I tell you what, you can't do that now. Everybody got to go out and get a job. You got to send the chickens, the dogs, the cats. Yeah. Everybody got to bring home a dollar. And maybe all up together you can pay one bill. Yeah. We're going to do this thing called Help Me. Help me, baby. You know I can't do it by myself. Yeah, you gotta help me, little girl, yeah. You know I can't do it by myself. Yeah, you don't help me, little girl. You know I'm gonna have to find somebody else. I may have to cook, I may have to sew, I may have to sweep and mop the floor. Oh, you gotta help me, little girl. Woman, I can't do it by myself. Oh, you don't help me, little girl. You know I'm gonna have to find somebody else. Oh,
You gotta help me. You know I can't do it by myself. Oh, you gotta help me, baby. Babe, I can't do it by myself. Get my mother-in-law to help you. Oh, you don't help me, little girl. I'm gonna have to find somebody else. Thank you. Thank you. Now this next tune in G, Little Red Rooster. I tell you what, now I'm gonna tell you something about a rooster, you know. A rooster seems to know everything, don't he? And you know, he protects his barnyard too, you know. But I'm gonna tell you something about a rooster we used to use him for a clock. Because we couldn't afford no Uncle Ben, a Big Ben clock, because you got kids, they're going to wind it too tight and break it, eh? So the clock stayed out of fix too much, you know. So we got us some roosters and everything, you know. And sometimes the rooster seemed like he could have a problem of being stayed up too late and be drunk. And maybe. Yeah. But I tell you, he stay up, you know, and he crow at the wrong time, and you be late for work. But we're going to do this one for the wolf. It's called Little Red Rooster.
Thank you.
sin? He must be in the cornfield. Song, you know, when you're coming up, you know, your folks say, you can't say nothing good about nobody, don't say nothing, you know. And so when, you know, you got a girlfriend or something, and you ask somebody about that gal, they ain't gonna say nothing. You're gonna have to find that out yourself, man. And so, you know, Jimmy Reed, he was one of them fellas, you know. You know, you don't want to start nothing until you get drunk. And you think you can talk to every woman on the planet, don't you? But sometimes they don't want you talking to them, you know. And I tell you, and when you get her hooked up to kind of notice you a little bit, you're going to spy on her, right? You want to know what church she went to, how long she stayed in church, you know, and where she go when she got back from church. Got me running, Jimmy Reed, peeping and hiding.
Thank you.
running. You got me hiding. You got me running, hiding, hiding, running. Any way you want it, let it roll. You want, baby, what you want me to do? I'm going up, I'm going down, I'm going up, down, down, up. You want it, let it roll. why you wanna let me go. All right, thank you. Hey, hey. All right, thank you so much. Now, this next song is a Blind Willie McHale song, but it's a true song. Now, I tell you, when you ever heard the truth, this is it. Now, you know, fellas, they get trapped in places, they let their head just go crazy because of a pretty girl, and the same thing with the guys, you know? Man, I'm gonna tell you something. A woman, a man can get you killed. I'm gonna tell you, they can be so good looking and they can promise you all kind of things and you fall for it, you know? And they stay way upstairs and ain't but one door on the place. And they done took the fire escape down cause it fell. And you know you can't fly and you trapped. You get upstairs and I tell you, they tell you, uh-oh, there come her husband, or there come his old lady. Uh-oh, you in trouble now. You be saying, what am I doing? What am I doing? You know, them old-time room didn't have no closet. Everybody used to run and hide in the closet or up under one of them beds until they found out them slats wasn't no good on them beds. Yeah? You know, you can get in serious trouble trying to duck on the bed, boy, and the slat fall out money and them heavy sprains, you know. I tell you what, they won't have to tell you not to come back no more. This thing is called One Way Out. And you think about that now, One Way Out. And we got young kids still getting into the same mess, and we be trying to tell them, you better watch it, boy, you know? Because there ain't but one way in there, boy. And I tell you what, it's a long flight downstairs.
Your main, I don't know.
ain't gonna stick my head out that front door. I don't want nobody to tell me. Oh, I just got to go. All right, Ma. Look for him, look for him. I left my C&I dog at home. Sometimes them dogs get crazy when they see another dog. They run you out in the middle of traffic. And I was smart, you know. I said, well, I'm gonna have to teach this dog a lesson, you know. And so I got the dog back to the sidewalk so I was, you know, be safe, you know. And so I went reach in my pocket and pulled out a dog biscuit, you know. And the guy seen me and said, hey, man, you mean tell me you're going to get that dog a biscuit and he like they got you ran over? I said, no. He said, well, what you doing? I'm saying, I'm trying to find out where his head is so I can kick it. Now this song here is about a fella trying to leave a woman, a woman trying to leave a fella, and you don't know how to leave them. You know what I mean? You said, hey, you try to find some reason not to go, but it's hard to find them. I'm telling you. When it's time to go, you know. And they didn't call it leaving. They said, I guess I'm gonna dust my broom. Yeah. Get up soon in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. You know I put my best gal out to smoke. Now my friends can have my room. You see, I don't want no woman. Want every downtown man should be. don't want a woman. Want every downtown man to me. You know she's a no good, don't you? And she lies all in the street. I'm writing a letter, telephone every town I know. Yes, I'm writing a letter, telephone every town I know. You know my baby ain't in Mississippi. Oh, she must be in East Monroe.
That you lost your sight at age 4, and then at age 5, you got your first harmonica as a gift. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So what did you think about getting this harmonica, and who was it that gave it to you?
Well, when I was coming up, you know, my uncle Robert Diggs, he was one of the Mississippi Sheiks, and you know, and he played, and my older brother got a chance to play with his guitars, his harmonicas and everything. But I guess they thought I was too small or would tear them up or something, you know, a packet full of bread or something, I don't know. But they wouldn't let me play it, so I always wanted one, you know. Now, I was at home in Clarksdale, Mississippi, where I was born, and there was a little place down there called Joe Compassioners, right on Essequina, as you go down the steps or go on in the underpass. He was right on that corner. That's where people traded hides and bought, you know, sporting stuff, fishing poles, etc. You could buy harmonicas, guns, bullets, all that. But they used to but they had a thing that, you know, kids could really fall in love with, and that's the big old bins of candy, right? Where they take a shovel and scoop it up and put it in a sack for a nickel, you know? You can get diabetes, I'm telling you. I was sitting on the steps, you know, I had on
cut-off pants, you know, because I had wore the knees out, trying to shoot marbles and find them. You know, you can see a blind guy trying to find marbles shooting. I know you're pitching that right now. But anyway, no shirt, no shoes. And I had got me a nickel from somewhere, and I was sitting up there with my little bag of candy, man, I was in heaven, you know. And this gentleman came out, he had bought him some stuff there, you know, fishing gear and stuff like that. And he seen me, he said, hey, fella, I didn't know he was talking to me, you know. I was in my bag of candy, you know. You don't want to hear nothing but a dentist, you know. And man, I was having a ball, right? And he hollered a little, raised his voice, you know, almost like in an angry manner, like I was ignoring him, but I didn't see him. I didn't know he was talking to me. And so he looked at my face and looked at my eyes and seen that I was blind. And he felt so bad about it. He gave me 50 cents, you know. And that was my first hob for 50 cents. And they're a lot better than the hobs you buy for $50 today. Because I tell you, yeah.
And so I've also read that when you were a kid in Clarksdale, Mississippi, that you lived across the hall in your apartment building from a man known to the local kids as Bigfoot Chester, but to the rest of the world as Howlin' Wolf.
Well, no, that was his mom.
Oh, that was his mom. Yeah.
that was Miss Gertrude, you know. She was our babysitter, you know, and she was a mess, I tell you. You know, she didn't take no mess, you know. We could get away with stuff with mom and everything, but not her. She'd be sitting there with her back against there, and she'd have a Bible in her hand and her glasses on. And man, you know them little wooden folding chairs that come with an umbrella? And she had a bouquet of switches, not roses. And I mean, you could step out of line that much, you know. And you was in trouble. There was a man named Mr. Jacobs there. That's who we rented, my mama rented from, and he had all them little nice tricycles down there, you know, and wagons be outside on display. They ain't chained down, they ain't nothing, you know. I guess they figured out, you know, all kids are honest. You know, that's where the beginning of car theft, right? The first thing I stole was one of them peddling fire trucks. You should see a blind guy with his head turned one side with his strong eye trying to get down the street, man. You know, I had everything but a siren, I ain't kidding. And here come Miss Gertrude running behind me like the abominable snowman with that switch. You know. Come back here, boy, bring it. Oh, Lord, I know I'm dead now, you know. So I might as well ride it, man. You know. You're going to get a whooping anyway. You might as well run stop sign, red lights, and everything. You know? But, you know, we got that whooping, man. The whoopings, you know, when they got a whooping back then, they had a warranty on them. Them whoopings last at least 90 days. See, the whooping they give these kids nowadays, one lick, whop, you in timeout. The kid turn their back to the wall and just laugh until they fall on the floor, you know? But I'm telling you, when we was coming up, it was different, you know? But it took all that to make us appreciate the world, especially people my age now, you know? They appreciate all those hard times because that's the fear that keeps you in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Mark Simpson, our incredible blues guitarist here at Tales from the South, backed up Morris tonight, along with the Salty Dogs, Brent LeBeau and Bart Angel.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
And for our listeners, that was completely impromptu. They'd never played together, and pretty impressive, I have to say. To do that.
Yes.
And so Mark here is actually never, he's been on the show the whole time, but all these years, but he's never actually answered a question from me. So I'm going to put Mark on the spot.
Yeah, give Mark a question. Yes.
So Mark, you're the one who helped us get Morris on the show. And so tell us, you've played with Morris before, is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
And so can you tell us about that?
Sure. I went to Como, Mississippi. I had a weekend off. I wanted to sit around a campfire and just relax, you know, drink some beer with a friend. Sherman Cooper, you remember Sherman.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, bring a guitar and an amp. I was like, well, why? He's like, just do it. So I show up. And he's got Sheryl Crow's photographer there, and they're pulling Morris and Jesse May Hemphill for a photo shoot. I was like, oh, Lord, what have I come down here for? And next thing I know, he had Morris and I booked at the Como Steakhouse. I was like, you know, you can't.
That's right. That's
you,
right.
You can't get away from it, right? Yeah. Right? That's, yeah. That's how things go.
Yeah!
That's how it goes.
Yeah!
All right, well, we have a few minutes here at the end for audience questions.
Oh, the chef's got a question.
The chef got a question.
Chef Jason.
Chef Jason.
So you live in Memphis now.
Yes.
I was curious, do you go back down to Mississippi and you play at the one place with Morgan Freeman and the one blues bar there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a lot of blues bars there.
Yes, thank you.
You got Ritz and all the others.
That's right.
You got a whole slew of bars.
That's right.
Got two. Can't, well, it depends. It depends on the dough, you know.
Always.
Yeah, it always depends on the dough. It got to be worth your while and gas to get there. Because, you know, can you imagine, you know, now you think about maybe 70 years ago, right? Just think now. I want you to close your eyes and think. How much coin would it take a mule to get from Clarksdale to Memphis? Not counting the water in the stops. Then you had to have a pooper scooper. So,
who was your biggest influence?
Well, my uncle was one of the first I heard, and then I heard my auntie play, and then I was in love with her playing, and then, you know, because she was a better harp player than he was, but he could play all that guitar, harp, piano, all that, yeah. But she was an amazing harmonica player and chromatic and accordion. They was from Louisiana. And they could jump around and do that Cajun rag. Yeah, and man, you fall in love with that real quick, I'm telling you. But then when the party get good, you had to go to bed. They didn't do us kids right, I tell you. No telling what we could have been, drunks or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, Morris, I want to know if those bed slats left scars.
Yes, in my mind, yeah. Yeah, I got brain damage from all that. Can't you tell? Yeah.
Morris, I'm just curious that after tonight, I don't think that the salty Mark Simpson dogs are ever going to be the same.
Oh,
and
I'm just everyday country folk.
And I'm just curious, we've heard a lot of musical poetry tonight. I was just wondering, could you just kind of put into words what the blues are to you?
Well, the blues is to me is it's a learning experience, really. It's not really the blues. It's saying, you know, if that fire hot, you ain't gonna put your finger back in it again. You know? And a lot of people, I'm gonna tell you, you know, they call it blues, but I think it's a better understanding about a way of life. You know, that's what I think it is. Because once you go through that thing, it might beat you up pretty good. But once you dust your pants off and stand up, you got that lesson. You got that lesson, yeah.
Do you know how to play any other instruments?
Oh, of course, of course. You know, look at blind folk and say, you can do anything. I play spoons, Coke cans. I used to play jugs.
Play guitar good too. I done heard you.
Yeah, I play a little guitar.
Good guitar.
Yeah.
Good guitar. Great guitar.
I was a trumpet player. I played first chair trumpet 5 years. Yes. And you know, I went to the pawn shop and I got this trumpet. My wife described this trumpet. You know, I said, I always want to get another trumpet, but I forgot my age. So this trumpet was blue and gold. I mean, it's a pretty trumpet the way she explained it, right? But when I tried to blow it, man, I looked like a chipmunk, you know? My jaw stood out like my head was swole, you know what I mean? Like a kid that dropped some bubble gum into the summer. I said, man, I ain't never played a trumpet. It's hard to blow. And when my wife went to work, I took it to the pawn shop. Yeah.
Morris, could you play us one more song?
Yeah. 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 All right. All right. Do you know that Slim Harpo piece, Scratch My Back?
I'm taking it real good.
You can play? Okay. Okay, let's try. In E? It's done in E. That's it there, yeah. I'll tell you what, we ain't gonna do that one. No, we ain't gonna scratch our backs. Yeah, that could start something. Howdy doody, huh? Okay, let's do a little John Lee. Crawling cane, snake slow. Let me hear you do that thing. Yeah, yeah. King snake, woman in our room, my dear. Yes, I'm a crawling king snake, baby in our room, my dear. You know I don't wanna catch you messing with my mate. You know I'ma use her for myself. You called me crawling, I woman, when the grass was very high. I'm just gonna keep on crawling, baby, until the day I die. I'm a crawling cane snake, baby, in our room, my dear. Yeah, you give me what I want, darling. And you know, John Lee won't crawl again. To your window, I'ma crawl up to your door. You say anything you want, woman, I'm gonna crawl up on your floor. I'm a crawling cane snake, baby, in our room, my dear. Yeah. I don't wanna catch you messing with my mate, fella. You know I'ma use her for myself. I'll play it. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, hey. Yeah. Have mercy, yeah. To your window, I'ma crawl up to your door. You give me what I want, woman, I won't crawl no more. I'm a crawling cane snake, woman in our room, my dear. I don't wanna see you crawling, little girl. crawling over to another man. I'm in the mood, yeah. Babe, I'm in the mood for love. Yes, I'm in the mood, babe. You know John Lee in the mood for love. You know I'm in the mood, baby. You know John Lee in the mood for love. When night come now, baby, you so far away, I can't pull you close and say what I wanna say. I'm in the mood, baby, I'm in the mood for love. Yeah, I'm in the mood, I'm in the mood, woman. Yeah, little girl, I'm in the mood for love.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty, all righty, all righty.
So how about our storyteller tonight?
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you so much, Blind Mississippi Morris, for being on our Delta Music Show here on Tales from the South. Thank you to our live audience, and thank you to UALR Public Radio. Tales from the South is presented by the Argenta Arts Foundation and Temenos Publishing Company, and our official media sponsor is AY Magazine, Arkansas's leading lifestyle publication at aymag.com. Tonight's show is sponsored by William F. Lehman Public Library, with additional support provided by the North Little Rock Visitors Bureau, the Writers Colony at Derry Hollow, and the Oxford American, the Southern Magazine of Good Writing. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Stitcher Smart Radio, and you can download and listen to our podcast on our website. More can be found at talesfromthesouth.com. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week at Starving Artist Cafe in the Argenta Arts District of North Little Rock, Arkansas, for another edition of Tales from the South. Good night, everybody.
ties have severed. Think of a love that knows no more hanging. Just tell me that you love me.
From the South is presented by the Argenta Arts Foundation and Temenos Publishing, with additional support provided by AY Magazine, William F. Lehman Public Library, the North Little Rock Visitors Bureau, the Writers Colony at Derry Hollow, and the Oxford American Magazine. Writer accommodations provided by Robinwood Bed and Breakfast. More at robinwoodbnb.com. Studio assistance provided by Infrared Studio Productions. Our graphics are by Robin Steves at Studio B. Our musician is Mark Simpson. Our stage art is by V.L. Cox. Our production engineer is Jay Jones. And our executive producer and host is Paula Morrell. Experience Tales in person as a member of our live audience. Schedule and ticket information can be found at our website, talesfromthesouth.com. Thanks for helping keep the art of Southern style storytelling alive. And we'll see you next week, either on this station or at Starving Artist Cafe, for another edition of Tales from the South.